Good evening, Europe! A very warm welcome. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening, this is a special edition of the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Aritosiot.
This is Alex Lark from Electro Velvet.
Hello, this is Loic Notte from Belgium.
Hello, First FM. I'm Destiny from Malta.
This is Guy Sebastian, and I'm from Australia.
This is Dana from Ireland.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Jepsen with I'll Never Fall in Love Again from Denmark's Eurovision National Final of 2009. Yes, Dansk Melody Grand Prix. Yes, welcome to this special edition of the Eurovision Showcase, where we are basically going to be talking about the ticket fiasco. Oh, yes. And also Melody Festival. Amongst other bits and bobs thrown in. So if you want to get in contact with the show, then please do. We're on Twitter at ESC Showcase. You can find us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase. And you can send us an email, ESC Showcase at gmail.com. You can find all of the details on how to get in contact with us with a special section on our website, escshowcase.com. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Right, so the tickets for the Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool in May sold out in 90 minutes after a huge demand, as you can imagine. The grand final ticket sold out inside 36 minutes on Tuesday. Around an hour later, organisers said that the other public shows were also fully booked. There will be six public dress rehearsals. In particular, there will be three jury finals. So they're just as important as the live ones on TV. They're not really rehearsals, as well as two live televised semi-finals and obviously the grand final. Fans across Europe faced long queues on Ticketmaster UK's website in the hope of securing a spot in one of the shows. Yes. This will be the first time that the UK has hosted the contest in 25 years and is doing so on behalf of the 2022 winners, Ukraine. A BBC spokesperson has said, as expected, demand for the Eurovision Song Contest tickets were extremely high and tickets for all nine shows sold out in 90 minutes. Congratulations to those who secured their seats in the Liverpool Arena in May, and we're now looking to putting on a brilliant show for our global television audience and for those watching on BBC One in the United Kingdom. According to the broadcaster, it is believed to be the first time all nine shows have sold out on the first day. Yes, I think that is right. Though I wouldn't be surprised, actually, if there are some other tickets that will be released at some point soon. Once they've got the camera angles ready and all the positionings that will finalise, that type of thing. But about 6,000 tickets were on sale for each show, which is lower than the arena's capacity of 11,000 because of the size of the set and the requirements of such a large-scale television broadcast. That was my worry for Liverpool myself. I'm not too surprised about that. It wasn't 11,000, they pretty much cut it in half. You get 6,000, so there you go. Standard ticket prices ranged from £30 to £380, and some tickets soon appeared on secondary ticketing sales, such as Viagogo, for around £9,000. However, fans have been warned to be cautious about buying from unofficial resellers, as the tickets may not be genuine. And I've known so many people who have been caught out by those resellers. Last month, it was announced that 3,000 tickets would be distributed to Ukrainians living in the United Kingdom through a ticket ballot at a subsidised price of £20. Now, that is a very good idea. And it makes sense. If we've got Ukrainians here living in the UK, then of course we need to give them the opportunity to see a Eurovision Song Contest, don't you think? Oh, I think so. Right, as we're only playing on this special episode, no actual Eurovision entries, even though one of them in Sweden will obviously end up being the Swedish song for this year's contest, which will be playing all of the ones that have been announced after Saturday night, we are going to play another song from a national final. So here is a song from the Polish national final in 2007. Here is the group Charisma. They came second with this song. It's called Emily. And this is a pretty typical 2000s boy band type song. But it's quite nice. I really like it. I hope you do too.
Monday morning rush, goodbye. Trying hard to get to work in time, but still.
Representing you're Poland
again today, like so many times before. Living for the weekend, living for the dream that all will change one day. You need a way out, need to find the
Charisma with Emily from the Polish Eurovision National Final of 2007. I apologise, my finger slipped where it said representing Poland. I wish it was, because that year it was the Jet Set with Come With Me and Dance Though You Want to Party. Oh, do you remember? Wanna Get Crazy. The Jet Set, wasn't it? Come With Me and Then It's Time to Party. Oh my God. It wasn't good. I don't think so, anyway. My personal opinion, of course. Of course, of course, of course. Right, I just got to plug my power in to my laptop before we get cut off. Yeah, we don't want that to happen. No sorry, Bob. We don't. So, successful fans all over the world have managed to get tickets. However, quite a few people have obviously expressed online how much of a bad experience that they've had. So there was a chap called Mark in York. He explained to the BBC that I expect, like a lot of people, I tried logging in early. Ticketmaster forced a password change for which I had an activation code, took 15 minutes to arrive in my mail, eventually logged in, and then I can't even join a queue, just relentlessly in a loop in the lobby. Absolutely rubbish. Yeah, I had a little go of that just after 12 o'clock, actually. Thought to see what all the commotion's all about, but yeah, I couldn't get in. I had to again redo my password as well. I was like, I've only just created an account, like literally in December when I was over in the US watching Monday Night Raw for the WWE. And I only just put in a new password in then. So I'm baffled why it asked me. And then there was a guy called Graham Alexander Robertson, 54, from Manchester. He said, didn't think for a second he would have any joy, but was over the moon to be more successful. I'm sure listening to ABBA had something to do with me getting the tickets, he said. The pop gods were smiling. But 34-year-old James Lacey in Liverpool said he got to number 62 in the queue when something went wrong and he was kicked out. And when he was eventually able to log back in, tickets for the final, the only event he could attend due to work, had gone. Yes, he knew his chances were slim, he said. But he feels it was very unfair to get that close and to not have a ticket. Ticketmaster said on Tuesday afternoon that a very small number of fans experience issues accessing the queue for tickets online. Well, this happens almost every single year, doesn't it? Now, why the arena won't be at full capacity? Now, there may be 160 million people around the world who will be watching the song contest from home, but seats in the M&S Bank Arena are much more limited. Roughly 6,000 fans will be at each show, so it's few than most would have predicted for the biggest entertainment show in the world. Also, but you got to remember, guys and gals, as much as I love you all, that the UK is hosting this for Ukraine, you know, so I think there would have been a bigger venue and probably a bit more of a commitment maybe from the UK authorities and the BBC, I think, of putting it on in a bigger arena, like the Manchester Evening News Arena. I don't know what it's called now, and I'm terribly sorry. Or the OVO Hydro, which I was expecting it to be Glasgow. Like, I think most Eurovision fans thought that probably would be the case. But Eurovision organisers said last year that its venue normally needs to have space for about 10,000 spectators, which Liverpool Arena usually does. But because of how the stage is set up, as well as the other production elements, it would be reduced. And now, because the green room has been incorporated into the arena ever since 2014, that has just ended up cutting probably about 3,000 people from in the standing area not to be able to be in the to be at the competition. So I think the green room should be in the back, really. But that's the way it should be, really. But the reason why they've done that is obviously to keep things going and streamlining the actual contest, making sure that obviously the contestants don't go walkabouts like Diana International did, you remember. It was inevitable that many fans would be disappointed not to get tickets because it wasn't just those in the UK grappling to get tickets on the Ticketmaster website. There were people from all over the world who tried to travel to Eurovision each year. And last year's event in Turin had 7,500 for each show. And at times it felt quite intimate inside. As it does, really. The only time when I was at Eurovision I thought, bloody hell, this is huge, was in Portugal, in the Lisbon, the Atlantis Arena, and also actually in Copenhagen for the 2014 contest. That was humongous. And it means those who do have tickets will get a close view of everything going on, from camera operating, running around, the artists getting on and off. Yes. And we'll have to wait and see. Never mind. Right, our next national final song that I am going to play for you is coming up. And there isn't a bad one that I could ever pick, really, because there are so many great songs. And that's why I love this show, the Eurovision Showcase. You know, especially on the proper show that I broadcast on Forest FM every Sunday at 5, or GMT, of course. I get to play the songs which just missed out at the Eurovision Song Contest. And there are, bless them, there are so many great tunes out there which need to be heard and need to be played, of course. So I have a doozy for you next. Yes, I know I keep on saying it, but it is going to be. So I'm going to play a song from Massoe. I think that's how you pronounce it. Is it? It must be. Oh, yes. And the song is called Paradis. Yes. So it's Massoe with Paradis, which means paradise in French. This is from Destination Eurovision 2018, which is 2028, isn't it? Yeah. So this was from the semi-finals of Destination Eurovision. So it didn't qualify to the grand final, but this is a great modern French pop song.
Je vois le jour, la nuit, les mois, le temps qui passe. Comment oublier, et comment oublier? Et je vois le ciel, tes joues, tes yeux, ton cœur de face. Comment oublier, et comment oublier? Si on se laisse le temps de rêver à nos envies, si tu me laisses reprendre un bout de paradis. Because you rock my mind, you rock my mind, tu as bousculé mon esprit.
France.
With Paradis from the French Eurovision National Final, Destination Eurovision in 2018. Oh, yes, you remember that? Oh, not really. No, I do. It was class. Literally. Right, well, if you didn't get a ticket, never fear, because Kieran is here. The semi-finals and the grand final will be broadcasted on BBC television and radio with extended coverage online. Obviously, it's to be broadcasted all around Europe and around the world on YouTube if it's not geo-blocked in your country. We'll have to wait and see. There will also be lots going on in Liverpool beyond the arena. Yes, there's a two-week cultural festival that will be taking place on the 1st of May. Yes, and including a submarine street parade, a rave that will take place simultaneously in Kiev, and an outdoor operatic Eurovision concert. Ooh, that sounds like fun. Now, close to the arena, there will be the Eurovision Village. It was the official fan zone for 25,000 people. And during the televised shows, of course, fans will be able to watch on the big screens there, and there will be some acts that will perform on the stages across the week. Yes. There will also be more big screens and viewing parties and venues across the city, and more than likely will be around the United Kingdom. Now, obviously, we haven't had an announcement yet on our artist, but the deadline is next week, so it must be imminent. And probably by the time that this show goes out, we might know who is representing the United Kingdom. Yes, indeed. Can you believe it? Oh, it comes around so quickly each year, doesn't it just? Right, just one thing I wanted to mention before we move on to Melodifestivalen over in Sweden, of course, that I came across something on Twitter earlier today. Now, I'm slightly breaking the rule that I just made about only playing national final songs, which, yes, I'm breaking now. Now, somebody put the dress rehearsal of Gemini Crybaby on YouTube about 6 years ago, and somebody basically put it up online on Twitter earlier this morning. Now, of recording, today is Tuesday the 7th of March, so today's the day which the tickets actually went on sale. However, so obviously looking through, making sure I could find some Eurovision fans, obviously who have had good experiences, bad experiences, I came across this. Said person on Twitter said, well, have you seen this? Gemini Crybaby actually singing perfectly fine at the dress rehearsal in Riga at the contest of the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest. So I'm going to break with tradition, tradition that I made up about 15 minutes ago. Yes, it's time for a bit of live and kicking, shall we? And yes, we're going to go to
the United Kingdom
and do a live and kicking I never thought I'd do.
2003.
Yes. Famously, the first ever United Kingdom nil point. We've now had two, 2003, Gemini Crybaby, and then James Newman, 2021, with Embers. Oh, you remember? Oh, dear. Performance. The song, great, I love. But yeah, the performance, that's what killed him. Right, so let's hear Gemini Crybaby, because I'm curious. I didn't watch it because obviously I was at work and I don't want to get in trouble.
Depuis 1957 à l'Eurovision, ils ont déjà gagné 5 fois. Et il faut savoir que des vedettes comme Olivia Newton-John, Cliff Richard ou même les Shadows ont participé au concours. On les écoute?
Mais oui, écoutons-les.
Gemini Crybaby.
Oh, merci beaucoup to the commentators, which for a dress rehearsal. Abby's vocals isn't as bad. Still not good.
Bye.
Oh, dear.
Give it up.
Yes, okay. That wasn't as bad, was it? And I've just read up here that the commentary was from France Radio, where they were sort of pre-recording the broadcast. Yeah, so they got to hear the best version of Gemini. Not hard, is it really? No, no. Couldn't get any worse than what it was on the night. Oh, never, ever have I felt so sort of like gut-wrenchingly awful as I did. And embarrassing as well. And then what ended up happening with Abby? Do you remember? In the news, benefit fraud. God. Yes, it's time for Melody Festival Ireland 2023. Yes, we are here. It is now time for Melody Festival Ireland. Oh, it's so exciting. Sweden always, always bring up the goods when it comes to Melody Festival Ireland. And this year is no exception. No, indeed. So, we have the grand final ready for you. And we're going to start off with Jon Henrik Fahlgren, North and Woods. Yes. And they are singing the song Where Are You Are. I can't read, obviously. Right, let's hear the music.
Northern light, a shooting star.
I think this might surprise people. Ark North, Jon Henrik Fahlgren and Adam Woods, Where You Are. What a tune. Now, next up is Ton Seculus with Rhythm of My Show. Yes.
Been a minute, but I really gotta say, I've been loving and appreciating me. All I ever wanted was to love myself. Now I know that I say, and I'm letting go of insecurities, cause I had it, baby.
Tekelus, Rhythm of My Show. So much charisma. Time for Mariette with One Day. I'd love her to represent Sweden soon. In my ideal world, this would win. My personal view.
I know that sometimes I've been lost, but never try to hold me down. I'm never giving up. There'll come a day that's made for us. I promise we'll be standing there as the winners of our time. One day we'll ride out the storm. We're sailing with tomorrow in our hands. And one day we'll find our way home. Another time, another there's a problem.
Try to hold me down, I'm never giving up. love that. Right, Marcus Manion Tuss with Air is coming up next. You're on the Eurovision Showcase, previewing Melody Festival in 2023, the Swedish Eurovision National Final.
You're just like the ocean. I've got a million emotions. I'm breathing on the water. Your love is deeper than the weather. We go higher and higher, keep flying and flying. We crash and we burn, we keep trying and trying. We're higher and higher, fight fire with fire. We never give up as long as we got each other. Cause when I'm with you, I need nowhere. Take my breath away. Can breathe with that air.
Marcus and Martinus with Air. Now it's time for Panatos with On My Way. It's good to see them back in Melodifestivalen.
Jag vet inte vad du gjort med mig ikväll. Baby girl, aldrig känt så här förut. Jag har alltid kunnat tänka klart förut. Nu måste alla mina känslor komma ut. Tänker ta mig genom eld och vind och vatten. För att dansa under himlen hela natten. Jag ska hålla dig nära tills vi blir kära. Låt det ske. Men du fångar upp mig, baby, magisk, du kan
I'm
inte.
On my way, hey, hey, I'm on my way, hey, hey. Hon har en sätt som får mig att vilja dansa. I'm on my way, hey, hey, I'm on my way, hey, hey. Ja, hon är den som får mig vilja dansa.
Känns som livet är för kort, bara gilla kanten. Och när du får chansen, kan du ta den och check på dig. Och baby, check på dig, och baby, check på dig. Sådär. Fram. Langa dansen som det vore ingenting. Kuduro och Kizomba, det är våra fäng. Sätt dig hur du rör dig som. Vrid tillbaka till den lite till och gör det om. Så, med stil och klass, elegans.
Blicken du ger mig, då segern jag ger dig från båten till toppen.
I'm on my way, hey, hey, I'm on my way, hey, hey. Hon har ett sätt som får mig att vilja dansa. I'm on my way, hey, hey, I'm on my way, hey, hey. Ja, hon är den som får mig vilja dansa hela natten lång. I'm on my way.
Panatos with On My Way here on the Eurovision Showcase Melody Festival and song position 5th on the grand final. Time for Maria Sur with Never Give Up. You're listening to a recap of Melody Festival in 2023.
Hear the voice I have inside, even though I'm caught inside a storm. I know I deserve a better life, even though I really miss my home. Baby, I'm not gonna break, I won't fall under the weight. Always gonna hold my ground when I'm still.
Maria Sir, Never Give Up. Now it's time for Smash Into Pieces with Fix for 6 Feet Under. Yes, this is a bit of a hard one.
I'm 6 feet under, like I'm buried alive. It's all game over, but we keep holding the line. You fight me in a fight back. Faster right now, what are we? So turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. We're on the edge. 6 feet under. We're on the edge.
Six Feet Under by Smash Into Pieces. Kiana now. Where did you go?
So many times I ask myself, I need to know, where did you go? I felt so left out in the rain, come numb the pain, where did you go? I wanna know.
I'm here, Kiana. There we are. Where did you go? Now, next is Nordman with Slip a la Sorge. Yes, challenge me. Day. Unless you're a Swede, then. I submit. Slip a la Sorge.
Yeah. tillbaka igen. Så släpp alla sorger.
Nordman, släppa alla sorger. Now it's time for Loreen. Song number 10. Two more to go after this. This is Tattoo. It's already getting UK radio play. Tattoo by Loreen. Now it's time for song number 11, Theos with MFD. This is very catchy. And I can see this doing quite well.
Jag såg dig utanför, kände får jag chansen, ska jag ta den?
That's a kiss of death now, you know.
Det är något i det du gör, din vibe och dina moves, de gör mig galen. Låt oss gå dit, ingen annan går. Jag kan vara den som håller dig hela natten. För jag vill ha mer av dig tills natten har tagit slut. Tills inget är som förut då. Var jag är. Hela världen stannar när vi dansar. Det finns ingen annan här.
Infectious, I did tell you. Here is Paul Ray with Royals.
The
final
city
song.
Sleeps, it's calling for me. I come alive in the nighttime, out in the streets. For centuries, we've been down on our knees, but together we rise up. Just wait and see.
By Paul Ray here on the Eurovision Showcase. That's your final song, and that is the songs for Melodi Festivalen 2023. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this little special episode of the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Aritosid. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed the songs that I've played for you this evening, or this morning, or this afternoon. whatever it may be, wherever you're hearing this, even if it's after Melody Festival in 2023, or even after Eurovision 2023, this is the amazing thing about doing podcasts and recordings of shows, is that it's timeless in a time capsule. Yes, literally, on your computer, on your phone, or on your iPod, if you still have one. Well, thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Ari-Tussiot, as per usual. And I do hope that you could join us on Sunday at 5 p.m. on Forest FM
92.3.
Okay, well, that didn't really work that well, did it? But basically, what I was trying to say was this.
The 2023 Eurovision Song Contest is coming to Liverpool this coming May, and the Eurovision Showcase is going to keep you updated with the latest news and national finals results, music and ticket information. Join Eurovision superfan Kieran Ari-Tussiot. For more information, head to www.escshowcase.com.
That's right. Well, I hope you take care of yourselves. Please do. And let us know what you think about the show and what you think about this year's Melody Festival and the ticket fiasco and what the UK entry could be. Oh, it'd be awesome to hear from you. So, all the details are on our website, escshowcase.com. So, I have been Kieran Ari-Tussiot, and it's time for me to say, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen, auf Wiedersehen, vislat, dobidenia, gognat, adios, and I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo!
Celebrating the world's biggest live music event.
With me, Kieran Ari-Tussiot. Yay!
The Eurovision Showcase.
Yeah, damn right.